And the Spirit of God always leads you from one blessing to another. Always leads you in the light of the Word. Always leads you in line with the will of God. And the will of God is the Word of God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, Proverbs, what I'm looking for. Proverbs, let me see, is it 27:20? 27, that's not what I want. I want 20:27. That's what I want. Let me make sure that's right. 20:27. You notice he said, God is a spirit. They that worship him what must worship him what in spirit and in truth. The spirit of the Lord, the spirit of man is what? Candle of the Lord. And the Lord, he was talking to me about that last night. He said, when you put a light bulb in the socket, you know you screw it in. And as soon as that light bulb make contact to that electricity, what happened? It pops on. He said, as soon as your spirit make contact with my spirit, it lights you up. And you can see what I see by the light that I give. Hallelujah. And so he said, the spirit of the Lord is the candle. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Searching, notice what it does. Searching all the inward parts of the belly. Let you know everything. If anybody know what's inside of you, your spirit know. Now, I may not know what you got inside of you, but your spirit know. Because man's spirit is what lights up and shows him what's in you. And you can cast off that which is not of God. Amen. And you can receive and take on that which belongs to you because the light is now shining. You notice what happened? It says, I'm at number five. And it says, when God joined you to himself. Now just stay with me now. When God joined you and me to himself, we became one with him, right? And he said, Second Corinthians 5:21. For he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So what does it mean to be one with the Lord? I am as righteous as he is. I'm going to say it again because some of you are choking on that. I am as righteous as he is. You see, I'm looking for a little infant, but we don't have one in the audience today, but we have a little child. Could you look over there at these small children and say, no, they ain't no human. They're a tadpole. Everybody know you off your rocker. They're just as much a human as you are. We're just as much of a son of God as Jesus is. We are growing and we are developing. But God don't grow or develop. He just always been God and always will be God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, since I have what he have, I trust you're listening. You have his life in you. His love has been poured into your heart. Hallelujah. You've been made the righteousness of God. God is on the inside of you. With his, that's what made you his son. That's what made you who you are. Let me get there. Number six, I have his DNA. His DNA is love. Do you agree? Truth, holiness, righteousness, goodness, kindness, giving. Is he a giving God? What about protecting? What about that, Miss Josephine? Will he protect you? Sharing, caring. He's a God of peace. I got his DNA. When I find myself outside, acting outside of these characteristics, with hatred, jealousy, bitterness, strife, what am I doing? That's not my true DNA. I have allowed some alien outlaw to try to inject something in my conduct that I'm not. So I guard my heart because out of it flows what? Issues of life. And life had been given so we could enjoy to the full. I am who he is. I am who he is. Listen to these scriptures. This is 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. What is he? I'm a new creature. I'm who he is. I'm a new species. I am a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. We are children of God. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. What have passed away? Old things, what I used to do, the way I live, the way I conduct myself, where I spent my time thinking, doing, and acting, it's gone. I'm a new person now. I think like God, I talk like God, I act like God. John 14:12, number 8. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, this is John 14:12. I say unto you, he that what? Believeth on me, the works that I do, the works, plural works that I do. What kind of works do we do? What kind of works have you done, did you do last week? The works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do. And greater works than these shall he do. I am a joint heir with him.